Chapter 10. She guarded the first-formed father of the world, when he alone had been created. And she raised him up from his blunder, and also gave him strength to rule all things. But when an unrighteous man withdrew from her in his anger, he perished together with his fratricidal fury. When the earth was flooded because of him, wisdom again saved it, piloting the righteous man on frailest wood. When the nations were commingled in harmonious wickedness, she also knew the righteous man and kept him blameless before God, and kept him strong, although he had feelings for his child. She delivered a righteous man from among impious men who were utterly perishing, when he fled as fire descended upon 5 cities. There, a testimony of its wickedness still remains, a smoking wasteland, and plants bearing fruit which never ripens, and a pillar of salt standing as a memorial of a disbelieving soul. For first of all, those who forsook wisdom were bereft of the knowledge of what is beautiful. Instead, they even left to their lifetime a remembrance of their senselessness, so that they could not even be hidden in their fall. But wisdom delivered from troubles those who served her. When a righteous man fled from his brother's anger, she guided him on straight paths, showed him the kingdom of God, and gave him knowledge of holy things. She prospered him in his labors, and multiplied the fruit of his toils, stood by him against the greed of those who were prevailing over him, and enriched him. She preserved him from enemies and secured him from those who laid in ambush. And she gave him a prize for his strong struggle, that he might know that piety is more powerful than everything else. When a righteous man was sold, she did not abandon him. Instead, she delivered him from a sin. She went down with him into the pit and did not desert him in his bonds, until she brought him a scepter of royalty and authority over those who tyrannized him, showed those who had defamed him false, and gave him age-long glory. A sacred people and blameless seed, it was she who delivered them from a nation who oppressed them. She entered a soul of a servant of the Lord, and withstood fearsome kings with portents and signs. She gave the sacred ones a recompense of their labors. She conducted them by a marvelous way, and became a shelter for them by day, and a flame of stars by the night. She took them across the sea of reeds and brought them through the deep waters. But she flooded their enemies and cast them up from the depths of an abyss. For this reason, righteous men despoiled impious men. And they sang, O Lord, the name of the Holy One, also harmoniously praising your defending hand. Because wisdom opened the mouths of the mute ones, and made tongues of infants speak clearly.